and very, very elevated subject matters. Vipralamba Bhav. So let's see. What? 63? I don't know, actually. It says 63. You showed me 63. Oh, 64 for both. Yeah, 63, I guess. 63, right? Okay. Okay. Vipralamba chatur bidha purva ragaman. Brava sakya ara prema vaichitya akhya. Vipralamba chatur bidha purva ragaman. Prava sakhyara prema vaichitya akhya. Vipralamba chatur bidha purva ragaman. Prava sakhyara prema vaichitya akhya. Bolo. Vipralamba chatur vidha purva ragama. Prema vaichitya akhya. Vipralamba chatur vidha purva ragaman. No sakya ara prema vaichitya akhya. Sakya ara prema vaichitya akhya. Vipralamba, separation, chatur bidha, four divisions, purvaraga, purvaraga, mana, mana, pravasakya, known as pravash, ara, and prema vaichitya, prema vaichitya, akyan. Calling. Translation. Vipralamba has four divisions, Purvaraga, Mana, Pravash, and Prema Vaichitya. All right, so purport. Huh? Yeah. Purvaraga is described in Ujvala Nilamani. Ratir ya sangamat purvam darshana shavanari ja tayor un milit Milati Milati Pragyai Purvaraga Sa Uchite. When attachment produced in both the lover and beloved before their meeting by seeing, hearing, and so on, becomes very palatable by the mixture of four ingredients such as vibhav, anubhav, this is called purva raga. The word mana is also described. Dampatyor bhava ekatra sator apyanuraktayo sabhavishtashlesha vikshadi nirodhi mana uchate. Mana is a word used to indicate the mood of the lover and the beloved experienced, whether they are in one place or in different places. This mood obstructs their looking at one another and embracing one another, despite the fact that they're attached to one another. Pravas is also explained as follows. Purva sanga tayor yuno bhaved de shantaradibhi vyavadhanam tu yat pragyai sa pravasa ityate. Pravasa is a word used to indicate the separation of lovers who were previously intimately associated. This separation is due to their being in different places. Similarly, Prema Vaichitya is explained. Priyasya sanikarshepi premotkarsha sabhavata yavishesha diyartistat prema vaichityamuchate. Prema Vaichitya is a word used to indicate an abundance of love that brings about grief from fear of separation, although the lover is present. Om Agana Timarandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshurmilitang Yenatasma Shri Gurave Namah Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Tapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Gatama Yam Dadati Svapadantika Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Utapati Kamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavam Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Hagana Raghunatham Itam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shiveshakam Itam Sha. Hare Krishna, Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadara Shri Vasudeva Gaur Bhaktivinoda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vipralamba chatur bida purvaraga man pravasakya ara prema vaichityakyan. Vipralamba has four divisions, purvaraga mana, pravasha, and prema vaichitya. So we've been speaking on this. So in the Bhagavatam, these things are shown. And also in Mahaprabhu's Leela, these things are demonstrated also in very much poignant, dramatic detail. And for instance, the mood of this mana, although we hear about it in Radharani, we heard a couple of weeks, a couple of shlokas ago, how there's the Arudha and Adiruddha level, which is far beyond our experience. And the Rudha and Adiruddha refers to very, very excellent ecstatic pastimes of the queens, the Mahishis in Dwarka. And the Adiruddha can only be understood by seeing the activities of the gopis. So, but some of these things are overlapping, many things. We cannot decry the queens in Dwarka. They're experiencing such great ecstasy. This, we talked about this in the last few classes, that prema vaichitya mood of these queens especially. And the gopis show anything that the queens are exhibiting, these ecstatic symptoms, then also the gopis are naturally experiencing. And finally, you get to Radharani, most dear Radha, Krishna Pranaya Vikriti Ladini Shakti Rasmat. At the outset of Chaitanya Charitamrita, we were given a heads up, so to speak. Many things have unfolded from the beginning of the Chaitanya Charita. The first verses describe what it's Ujvala Rasa. Radha Krishna Pranayavikati Lidini Anarpita Chidim Chidat Pranayavatinakano. So Ujvala Rasa Sabhakti Sviat Hari Purata Sundara Dutika Dhamma Sandipitada Sadahridya Kandare. So the intention of the Chaitanya Charita is given. Somebody could take something out, any, you know, I don't know what you could take out of that, but we could take out some of the statements of Kaviraj Goswami. I mean, we could see those where he's speaking, saying, I'm speaking only a little synopsis that, so also what to speak of, imagine Chaitanya, Krishna, he's experiencing with the queens of Dwarka. There's 16,108. And simultaneously, he's experiencing ecstatic leelas, and also in Vrindavan, don't forget. So each queen, and they all have different moods. So we get a little sampling, like when Krishna visits Rukmini, and it's 60th chapter. Anyone read that recently? It's pretty amazing. So somehow or other, we never have enough time to read all these books, but I don't have enough time to read. Not that I'm doing anything else, but we don't read them enough. So, but Mahaprabhu, Krishna Chaitanya, he is showing the extreme example of, he doesn't have any time for Maya, really. He only has time for Krishna in such a way that all of his senses are going in different directions, like a chariot, but it has so many horses and they're all going to go. So his senses is smell, taste, same madana mohana, saki tanoti, his taste, tongue, and he wants to taste Krishna. He wants to hear the wonderful sound of Krishna's flute and his voice, his ankle bells, and he's running like a madman. So much so, he's running into the ocean. When he saw there's a big sand dune, he immediately thought, Hantayam Adrabalir. This famous verse describing, is it Balaram speaking that verse? That somebody's speaking the verse. No, I don't think Balaram, but Krishna Balaram Sparsha, that when he's seeing the ocean in Puri, he's also seeing Yamuna and running in the ocean. We cannot imitate this, that the devotees were so worried about Mahaprabhu that they were locking him in three, you know, we've seen the big locks, you know, old-fashioned locks, like a Houdini style, you know. They used to throw Houdini into the ocean and a big lock or something, he'd get out. But Krishna is far beyond Houdini. But they would lock him behind three of those doors and still. And even there were, a pundit was watching him. Two or three devotees were stationed there. And high walls. Still he was gone. First you hear him inside the Gambira. Anyone who's been to Gambira is a very small little, you could say, it might fit Lord Chaitanya in there at all, something. If it's the same room that he was in, it's very small. And I guess he had access to the courtyard also, but Kashi Mishra's house. And he's out, and this is a very fearsome thing for the devotees running after him. So all the moods that Mahaprabhu would exhibit were enhanced, and you could say also produced with Srup Damodar's chanting. We can imagine that Srup Damodar, you know, he wasn't just, he knew so many verses, ecstatic verses, and Ramananda Roy also. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would, and oftentimes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was also chanting so many of these ecstatic verses, Kaviraj Goswami has given some of his own verses via media. You could say that Kaviraj Goswami was channeling Lord Chaitanya. How is he having all these conversations? sometimes you read Vishwanath Chakravarti and he's giving conversations the gopis or the Krishna's having with the queens or Rukmini. So in this specific thing, I was thinking Rukmini was, she was in a very, what is it called? Grita Sneha mood. That, I guess, Grita Sneha is this compared to ghee. But somehow or other, she was very submissive. So just to excite her man, this one of the forms here. Let's see, what does it say about this? Man is a word used to indicate the mood of the lover and beloved, whether they're in one place or in different places. But Rukmini was right there, just like in the 90th chapter. It's a short little chapter, isn't it? I can't even think how many verses are there, like 10, 15, 20. So it's a very short chapter, but within it are the 10 verses of the queens that, and one of them was either quoted, yeah, quoted in this, Kurati Vilapasi Tuam, Vita Nidra Nasheshe. And there's actually a purport to this. We don't want to spoil it. They're overlapping, these verses. So in that verse, Kurati Vilapasi Tuam, Vita Nidra Nasheshe, this is one we went over that last time I talked about this was only a couple of weeks ago. That the queens are feeling this anxiety, and this is the prema vaichitya mood. That so in the purports, Vishnath is telling how well isn't someone may ask the queens that, but Krishna's in you, he's there. No, he's not there. The queens are saying he's not there, he's all over the universe, but he's not here. It says in this verse, Swapati Jagati Ratyam Ishvara Gupta Bodha. So, but they were seeing, I think, in Sanskrit, what do we call that? When you think everyone else is thinking like you, what is that called? Huh? Atmavan Manyate Jagat. Atmavan Manyate Jagat. So they're projecting onto this birds, and they're projecting onto the ocean and the rivers drying up and the moon. They're saying, it looks like you may have tuberculosis, but actually you're lamenting over Krishna. So you're becoming thinner and thinner like that. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was seeing like that also, that I'm sure he was hearing all of these verses. For us, this is a great boon to have Chaitanya Charita, although at the same time, we're lamenting. Even Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati was lamenting that there were other renditions of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes. In fact, it's mentioned in one of the purports that Kaviraj Goswami says others were doing writing about, but only Raghunath Das, he was writing very detailed of what Lord Chaitanya was doing, and he knew, he saw himself. And Sarup Damodar, there was also writing, but in more concise form. And when Raghunath Das was so bereft of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sarup Damodar, he left Puri to go to Vrindavan. He was actually going to jump off Govardhan Hill. He was feeling so much separation. How can that be if you think about it? He saw all these pastimes. He wrote them down, and he's going, it's a long way to go, actually, to go. He could have run in front of the cart, but fortunately, Rupa and Sanatan, they convinced him, no, this is not such a good idea. You should sit here and tell us all the pastimes, please. I'm sure they were very persuasive. So every day, he was sitting 3-4 hours and speaking all the pastimes. Kaviraj Goswami was also hearing at some point. And so what we're getting is direct. Others may have written various accounts, but I found it interesting that Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhupada is speaking, but many times it's Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati that he's quoting, that others were writing these accounts, and it would have been great to hear those also. But we're getting the direct account from these persons that saw it and heard it. And Raghunath Das, remember, he was so humble that when he first came to Puri, he was called Swarupira Raghu. Mahaprabhu put him in the charge of Sarup Damodar, that as a servant. And he also was very humble. He didn't want to be directly. He just asked, can you give me some few things? He asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu gave him that, Gramya Bharta Nakoibe. Don't speak any nonsense. Of course, Raghunath Das, we don't think he was speaking too much nonsense, but, and also, he took it very seriously. That Lekarir Rangi, it says that his principles were like something carved in stone. So, some stone is very hard, like granite. You know. If it's carved in, he was very strict like that. So he was able to convey these pastimes. And Krishnas Kaviraj also. He lived longer than Six Goswamis. He was younger, so he wrote all this for us. And we should consider it a great gift. Rasikira, the Rasika Bhaktas, Bujibe, they will understand. Panj, and na Bujibe Mudha, the Mudhas, this is Kaviraj Goswami speaking. We know it, Abhijananti Mam, they won't understand it. It's just too bad, Rasika. You know, one has to take part in this rasa to hear it again and again. One shouldn't think that he's entered, no. As one goes on then, advanced devotees think they have not attained. Na prema gandoshti darapi me haro, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was speaking. Na prema, I have not achieved any prema. Not ganda, not even a tiniest bit. He was thinking like that. This is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He's thinking like that. And what is he meditating on? All these leelas that Krishna came into the quarters of Rukmini, which was described there very beautifully in the 60th chapter, that is, you know, the jolly work, carved stone, very beautiful, with pearls hanging, the beautiful bedstead made of silks and wonderful, and the incense, guru incense, is wafting out of the windows, and it's a beautiful atmosphere, the gardens outside, and the birds, all the cuckoos and various birds, and you're hearing that, and it's very wonderful, an evening scene. And then Krishna came, and he was teasing her just to incite her mom. He wanted to see her, because she is so mellow with this mood of Rukmini, that he wanted to see her angry, wanted to see her eyebrows, prukuti, eyebrows knit, and her face turned. He even insulted her and said, "You doesn't seem you're very intelligent. Why did you marry me?" And he gave so many amazing speeches there that you could have married all these big kings like Shishupal. He gave a list of different demoniac guys, really. But it's not too late, you know. So Krishna's telling you could still go and marry all these, one of those kings, because I'm a loser, basically. You know, only beggars worship me. And Vishwanath Chakravarti explains each of the statements, like the beggars means, yes, those who are akinchana, niskinchana. Niskinchananam, nirpayadhanam, those who are niskinchana, niskinchanasya, what is that famous verse? Bhavad. Huh? Bhavanan mukasya, param param jigamishur bhavasagarasya. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was fainting at the Rath Yatra, then the king, Bhartabhrudra, somehow he was so fortunate, he grabbed him and he held him for a few seconds, and then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu uttered this verse, Niskinchanasya Bhagavad Bhajanam Param Param Jagamishwar. He actually came to external consciousness to show the example that a Niskinchana person who is renouncing this world, he should have nothing to do with material energy, this king. Although Prataparuddha was such a great devotee, still, the Leela had to unfold. And this Kinchanasha Bhagavad Bhajanam. So Krishna was giving these things. I'm in this. Only beggars, you know, bhikshus, they worship me. So it's explained there. So this was Krishna to incite Rukmini, because Satyabhama, another great queen, principal queen, she had this mood. And so it's described there how Rukmini didn't get too upset when Krishna gave Satyabhama a whole party dropped a tree we know about. She was envious that Rukmini got a Parijata flowers. I mean, we have Parijata flowers on the planet now, but apparently this real Parijata come from the heavenly planets. So Krishna went there and got the tree. Whoops. So this is the mana. sometimes, many times you see the painting, Radharani's turned her head away from Krishna. Not necessary, but it can also be experienced when the devotees are far away. So these are very subtle, delicate things. So our only mission is to study and relish the conversations. And Rukmini, what to speak of being unintelligent, she took all the statements of Krishna and turned them back around on him and saying, whatever he said about himself that was demeaning, she glorified him. And then she talked about Smashashru. This is a famous verse. Puri, you know that verse? This one verse, I posted it up on my wall one time, but I never memorized, where she's talking about ordinary men in the material world, how they're simply decorated with mustaches and fat bone, the whole bodies are stinky, full of stool. Very, very philosophical verses. So even though we're in the highest moods, bhavas, anubhavas, prema, mana, all these great stages that are so relishable. At the same time, Rukmini is giving this heavy philosophy. So not just fainting and ecstasy and running, but we heard that pastime recently. Who gave the class? About it's in Chaitanya Bhagavad, is it? Where Prataparudra, he was so much after seeing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, must be in Chaitanya Bhagavad. But when he actually saw Mahaprabhu from a distance at first, he saw that his foam was coming and there was mucus dripping, and he was thinking, how is he showing this? Doesn't seem like very ecstatic. He couldn't understand. He's of such ecstatic pastime. I'm not sure if he was showing blood, but there are some times where in the later pastimes, Chaitanya was like oozing perspiration and even blood coming. When you first hear that, it's very shocking. That and his the pores on his skin are becoming like this tree, simile tree or something, where like almost like pimples, it's so big and ecstatic. Sometimes they're running to find him and all his limbs are drawn in. How can we imagine that? He's like a tortoise, it's a korma mood, he's just like this. And other times his limbs are spread out, there's a gap between his joints when the fisherman catches him. We don't even hear that, actually. Even Kaviraj Goswami says we don't even hear that in any shastra. We don't hear that the gopis or the queens exhibit these things. We don't know, but we don't hear that. Only Mahaprabhu is showing this like very elevated position of separation. All these moods are coming. So we can read about it in the Bhagavatam, in the 10th canto, and the gopis are thinking that you atati yad bhava annikananam. When you go to the forest, we think one moment is like so many years. Lord Chaitanya is saying, yukaitam nimishena chakshusha prabhichayama. Tears are flowing. This Goranga bolite habe, this Narottam Dasa song. Tears will flow. We want that mood of separation. At the same time, we're not artificially showing it. They want it to arise naturally. Just like Prabhupada used to say that, at least we can quote Prabhupada, that he didn't want us to associate with certain persons, even some of his own godbrothers. He said, they can only harm the natural flow of bhakti. Now, we don't know what that means, you know. So there's a natural flow of bhakti that arises by chanting. So by chanting, Tadeva Ramyam, Ucharam Navam Navam, it's increasing, becomes newer and newer. newer taste, flavor. It doesn't become dry. Not hackneyed, Prabhupada said, not hackneyed. Prabhupada said that people see us in the street chanting, and they think, oh, they're chanting that same slogan. Prabhupada said, slogan. Then I thought, oh, this sloka word must come from slogan or something. But he said, these people are chanting the same thing. So they scratch their head. They think, it must be something to it. Well, I've seen we hear about these sometimes. A book distributor like Divyanga will meet someone, and any book distributors, and they'll meet someone who's like pretty elderly, and that person will say, I saw you guys when I was a little kid. But we're going on. Nitya Navana Vayamana. These leelas are ever entrancing. In the material world, and you probably used to give that example. If you chant some mundane sound, Mr. John, what could be more mundane than Mr. John? But Pepsi, Coca-Cola, something like that. But people really think that. Even some of those Indian swamis, probably just mentioned a few times about Vivekananda, that you can chant eggplant or something, or worship an eggplant, the same as Tulsi. He doesn't understand the mood if you worship Tulsi. There's so many things attached to Tulsi. Very unfortunate. So this was propagated. In fact, Prabhupada said, due to Vivekananda, whole world has gone to hell. I don't know. I think he said it about Ramakrishna, his guru, but the two of them. Why is that? You can say, oh, because Prabhupada explained it, that in India, although it's Punya Bhumi, such a pious place, within India, according to the Bengalis, the Bengalis are held in very high esteem. Of course, this is a Bengali, Prabhupada is a Bengali, you could say he's speaking. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a Bengali, after all. Sri Banga Bhumi, Janabhushana Matta. That verse by the pundit, anyway, glorifying Prabhupada in Bengal. And so, of course, Ramakrishna is Bengali and Vivekananda. And because they have preached this, Yatomat Tatopat, Prabhupada was so against this, Yatomat. Whatever you think, that's all right. Don't think about the gopis. Just whatever you think, don't think about these ecstatic moods. You can think of anything. Yatomat, whatever you think, that's your path. It's okay, doesn't matter. Just like one time in Calcutta in 74, there was one lawyer, they call a barrister, I think, I don't know. In India, they call him like the British term, pleader. Or something. Anyway, he came to the temple, and I saw him talking to Prabhupada, and then later, Garga Muni was complaining, he said, oh, this guy, he's a nonsense, you know, he doesn't want to become a life member. This was Garga Muni standing. If you don't become a life member, then he would actually get people to become life member. He would say, Mr., you know, he would get up early in the morning, too, Garga Muni, from morning till night. He was preaching on the phone, going out, and he would intimidate these wealthy men in Calcutta and say, no, but you know something inauspicious will happen, you know. Anyone knows Garga Muni. He said, if you do not become a member. Anyway, that man didn't become a member. Maybe eventually, but. But one day, Garga Muni wasn't there. Brahmananda was there. And just Shri Chakirti and the Kirtaniyas were there. It's a pretty far out pastime, actually, when you think. And we're talking like, did enough. Maybe it was a Chutananda. One of them came along. And this man, this lawyer, he sent two cars with his son, who was about 11. So in one car, there was this boy's son, the driver. The man himself wasn't there. And his son, Prabhupada, Shri Chakirti, like that. The extra car, then the Kirtaniyas went in, so I got to sneak in the car. And so we drove quite a ways across Calcutta. If you tortured me, I couldn't tell you exactly where it was, but somebody might. So when we got there, the boy was blowing a conch, and then we were brought upstairs to see, I'm getting to the point, we were brought upstairs to see this lawyer's father, who was very sick and probably, I think, died not long after. And so Prabhupada, I didn't know a pinch of Bengali, but you understand a little bit. Prabhupada was speaking to this man who was just barely sitting up in bed. You could say he was mostly lying, half lying. And on the wall was a picture of either Vivekananda or Ramakrishna, I don't recall which. So after three or four sentences, Prabhupada asked him his age, and Prabhupada nodded, they were almost the same age. And a few pleasantries, and Prabhupada immediately, he indicated the picture on the wall of Ramakrishna, Vivekananda, might be both. And he just, I don't want to say he tore into the guy, but he was quite easy on him, but he was explaining this is all bogus nonsense. This is not the path. So Prabhupada was fearless in preaching, one-pointed. No one should be deviated from this. Ananda, lila maya vigrahaya mabadibhyachavi sundaraya tasmai mahaprema. Mahaprabhu is Ananda lila maya. He's full of all these pastimes. They're all in him. And fortunately for us, the observers of all these leelas, like Kaviraj Goswami, he didn't directly, but he's Giyatam Giyatam Nityaschaitanya Charitamrita Chintitam Chintitam. He's telling us again and again, Bhaktas, think of these pastimes. Speak these pastimes. Shruyatam, Shruyatam. Hear these leelas, Gada. These pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So they include all these great ecstasies that we're hearing about here. That's why we're hearing about them. This is Chaitanya Charitamrita. It's not the 10th canto, but it's being quoted. So he was the manifestation. Ananda Lila. Ha Vishvambara Maha Rasamaya. Maha Rasamaya. Primaika Sampannide. Such a great verse by Prabhupada Saraswati that it's in the, what is it, Navadvip Shataka. And he's lamenting for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Ha Vishvambara Mahara Samayara. He is made, he's the ultimate rasa, the form of rasa, Kila Rasamrita Murti. And all these moods are manifested in him. We can see it just by meditating, reading, hearing about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Ha Mahara Samaya. Pray, Maika, Sampanni Day, the ocean, some full ocean of all these moods are in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then he laments for Ha Padma Sutta, Ha Dayadra Hidaya Brashtaika Bandhutama, because Mahaprabhu is also manifesting as Nittai. Nittai is the ultimate Guru Tattva. And the Guru Tattva means Dayadra Hidaya Brashtaika Bandhutama. His heart is melted. Dayadra means he's full of mercy. Brashtaik, his heart is breaking when he sees the people in the material world suffering. Ha Padma Sutta Dadra Hidaya Brashtaika Bandhutama, because he's Bandhutama. Banduta, the Uttama Bandhu. Ami Bina Bandhu Arakechetuma. You have no other friend. Prabodhananda Saraswati in his verses and also other verses. He's describing that. What is that last line? Gauravinajam. Mamakobhavateha Bandhu. I'm thinking of the other one. Anyway, there's a few like that, many. He is the ultimate friend. We don't have to look. Bhoktaram yagatapasam sarvaloka maheshwaram suridam sarva. He's within the heart. That's another thing Rukmini was saying. It was very interesting, ecstatic, that Krishna was telling Rukmini just to get her angry. And you took shelter of me. Look at me. I'm a coward. All these guys were fighting with me, so I took shelter in the ocean. Of course, shelter, he created 16,000 palaces. Don't try this at home. So she said, yeah, you're in the ocean, because, and she described him as Mahavishnu in the causal ocean. So any word can be understood in so many ways. Not any word, but those words are described by Vishwanath, by our acharyas, and by Rukmini herself, understanding he's hiding in. He's hiding in everyone's heart, just like when Hiranyakashipu, he was chasing after, was it Hiranyaksha? No, Hiranyakashipu, that he's He's such a coward, Vishnu, that he's now he's gone off and hiding in everyone's heart. Hridayavakashe. So he's there as the Antaryami. Anyway, okay, so then we have any comments, questions here? Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Prabhu. You were describing the different versions of or renditions of the Chaitanya Leela other than the CC. But you, then you said, but we lament.
We lament means that Prabhupada was quoting Bhakti Sanatha, who was lamenting that there are others that we don't know about. Other people were writing. But then I read recently that, well, just now, at home, in, I think, chapter, you know, it was in the Anjalila somewhere, where other people, like the Sahajiya, different Gauranga Nagaris, who worship Vishnu Priya, having conjugal affair with or with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Gurudhar, like that. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, these are all apasampradayas. They have completely missed the point of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Leela. They have something there, but this is not. So where are they getting it? He's saying they're not getting it from Kaviraj Goswami, not getting it from Ramdas Thakur, you know, not getting it from Raghunath Sarup Damodar. But in another place, there's a lamentation that there are other people who observe these pastimes, but we have Chaitanya Mangal, there's something, but we don't have, a lot of it got lost because maybe rightfully so, but there any little bit would be nice. Whatever Mahaprabhu does in one moment, kshani kshani, we cannot be described like that. Anything else? All right.
I remember reading
The little red books,
you know, that Satsrup Maharaj compiled.
Mao Tse Tung had a red book.
Anyway, it said, meeting is eternal and separation is eternal. That separation is just another facet of...
The little red book of Satsrup?
Mm-hmm.
Who said this?
Prabhupada. Meeting is eternal, separation is eternal, that separation is just another facet of meeting, which seems like that's what you're talking about to a great extent, and that even in the material world, that's kind of true, right? That, you know, some of the symptoms, that ecstatic symptoms, are not exactly ecstatic, but that, you know, lovers are separated and they're thinking of each other, and then what do you call that? Not really a perverted reflection, but it's
a perverted, you're talking, what, separation in the material world?
Yeah, it's similar in a sense.
It's a perverted, yeah. Absence makes the heart grow fonder and all that. Anything else? Mr. Deer, no, give me 1 second.
Yeah, a little red book.
Going to say that these four types of Vipralamba were exhibited in the Barshana area. Generally, Prema Vaichitya was more.
more prominent in Dwarka because every morning the queens would feel this prema vaichitya when the cock crowing in the morning, and they would feeling that Krishna would be separated from them very soon.
But, yeah. But anyway, I'm a little slack on all those.
Huh?
I'm slack if you want to tell any of those pastimes.
The pranks are over, was the prema vaichitya manifest, and then Braj Leela, and then one of the four hills of Varshan is called Mangar, after this Man Leela is there. And then there's a Sankit where just halfway between Varshan and Nandagram is the Purvarag was manifest, hearing about Krishna's, or hearing about their lover. They had signals going on. And then the Virahavan was there where the prelude to the Subalbish, Krishna was feeling great separation from Radharani, and Subal came and helped him out.
Who came? Subal.
Subal.
Okay, yeah.
He chased the calf into Kutila's house and Jatila's house.
You used to sometimes take the parikrama and go to those places and tell the pastimes, right?
Yeah.
That's good. Anything else? You know how they say that fat lady hasn't sung or something? The shtididir hasn't spoken. Can you tell us some ecstatic pastimes? Yeah, there were a lot of little red books. Okay then, Jai Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai.